Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Kareem Hunt or A.J. Dillon? ADP might be the answer to this question. We'll tell you about that right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Well, they're pretty close in the rankings for Heath Cummings, so you could just wait and take A.J. Dillon, or take Kareem Hunt, rather. A.J. Dillon's going 62nd. Kareem Hunt is going 79th, so that might be the deciding factor. But let's say they're both on the board. You want to take one. You don't think you can get the other one in your next pick. Who do you take, Heath? Do you take A.J. Dillon or Kareem Hunt?
I will take Kareem Hunt. I think the total rush volume, the total running back opportunity should be slightly higher for the Browns than for the Packers. And I'm more confident that Kareem Hunt is an elite all-around running back than I am A.J. Dillon, and far more confident that Kareem Hunt would have a big role in the passing game, whether Nick Chubb gets hurt or not. And there's a possibility that Aaron Jones gets hurt and A.J. Dillon gets 20 carries a game, but is not still a big part in the passing game.
All right, so now I have to argue for A.J. Dillon?
I think that's the way that you've set up the rules here.
And I actually would take A.J. Dillon, so this helps, this works. But I love Kareem Hunt. He's one of my favorite values right now. I don't know if I would consider him that at 60th overall or 62nd overall, but at 79th, yeah, I think that's a great value. Kareem Hunt. This is a tough one for me because I think there are a lot of circumstances around this stat. But the basic stat is this. He's played 3 seasons with Cleveland, 2.5 seasons, but he has not finished top 20 per game in any format in any season, Heath. So, you know, what do you make of that?
He's not finished top 20 per game in any format in any season.
No, and I think, you know, look, he's played a lot of partial games. Or, you know, 1 year he just didn't... He had all those catches that 1 year and barely any carries, but... At the end of the day, he has not been a top 20 running back. I don't really buy it, but it is technically true.
That is the best type of Azer stat. And it's interesting. I don't know really what to make of it. I assume that last year he was a top 20 running back before the injuries.
Oh, he was a top 10 running back before the injury.
Right. If you just look, he's played 32 games with the Browns, and if you just count them all, his 17-game pace is 1,150 yards and 10 touchdowns with 52 catches.
Yeah, and he's been really much better than that because he's lost significant time due to injury, I'd say. But then again, there has been that time where Nick Chubb didn't play, so that inflates his numbers. So maybe it evens out at the end. That's not. I'm hoping for more than that. I'm hoping for more than 1,100-something yards and 10 touchdowns from A.J. Dillon. So I would take A.J. Dillon because I think he could lead the Packers in carries, and I don't think there's any chance Kareem Hunt's going to lead the Browns in carries. There's zero chance if Nick Chubb is healthy. If everyone's healthy, there's no injuries involved at all. A.J. Dillon has a chance to be the primary ball carrier for the Packers. There's no chance for Nick Chubb.
That's true, but I still project Hunt for more PPR fantasy points if there's no injuries at all, and that is with projecting Dillon for 50 more carries. Because Hunt's going to catch more passes, and I think Hunt's probably going to score more touchdowns.
Does Jacoby Brissett help or hurt Kareem Hunt?
Hurt. If there was no, like if Watson was ruled out for the entire season, then I would probably be on Dillon's side with you. I think the offense could be so bad that the touchdowns might not actually be there.
Okay. Who's got more upside if there is an injury to the starting running back? Or is it basically the same?
I will go with Kareem Hunt. No, I think we've seen Kareem Hunt be basically the best running back in fantasy before. And he's going to probably catch 4 passes a game and have 18 carries a game.
But AJ Dillon, I see, that's where I'd take Dillon, because I think I'm assuming Watson's going to miss most or all of the season. If Watson did play, then it would be different. But I'd rather have the lead running back for Aaron Rodgers than the lead running back for Jacoby Brissett. Rodgers throws to his running backs all the time. Brissett really doesn't. I think Dillon would catch a lot more passes than we might expect. He kind of did catch passes when Aaron Jones was out or limited. That was basically the only time he was catching passes.
Right.
So I do think that he has more upside, but I think you're probably splitting hairs. They both would have immense upside with
injury. And I think like that whole, you could ask me in 2 days and I might feel like, yeah, Deshaun Watson's going to miss the whole season again. But it, like I said, on the main FFT, I go back and forth between thinking he's going to miss 6 games and thinking he's not going to miss any at all, and then thinking he's going to miss the whole season.
You like Hunt at 78? You think that's good value?
It's an enormous value. Yeah. And I don't really like Dillon at 60.
Okay. Well, that is going to do it for Fantasy Football Today in 5. We got another rankings dispute tomorrow. See you then.